Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled Motivation Station. Once upon a New Year's Eve, a man named Bob decided it was time to make a change. Every year, he made the same resolutions: eat healthier, exercise more, and save money. But just like clockwork, Bob's resolutions fizzled out by mid-January. This year, however, he was determined to stick to his goals. Inspired by the idea of accountability, Bob decided to broadcast his New Year's resolutions on social media, promising to post weekly updates on his progress. Feeling confident, he hit send, and his resolutions were out there for the world to see. The first week went remarkably well. Bob swapped burgers for salads, hit the gym 3 times, and even skipped his daily latte for a homemade brew. His followers cheered him on, and Bob felt invincible. Then came week 2, which turned out to be more challenging and comically chaotic than anticipated. It all started with his neighbor, Mr. Whiskers, a retired magician known for his eccentric ways, gifting Bob a box of his famous homemade donuts as a New Year's treat. Mr. Whiskers assured Bob they were calorie-free because he'd waved a magic wand over them. Despite knowing better, the humor of the situation and the aroma of the freshly baked donuts weakened Bob's resolve. "Just one," he chuckled to himself. But one turned into 3 before he knew it. Determined not to let a slip-up derail him, Bob strutted back into the gym the next day, brimming with newfound energy from his sugary indulgence. However, his enthusiasm led to an overzealous workout, resulting in him pulling a muscle in a rather memorable fashion. Bob had been attempting a new dance-infused aerobics class, where a misstep during a particularly energetic cha-cha caused him to stumble spectacularly. With every hobble, Bob felt his resolution slipping away, just like his grip on the dance floor's rhythm. By week 3, Bob's determination was tested further when his best friend, Tim, a notorious jokester, invited him out for a New Year's resolution breaker burger bash. The invitation came with a sarcastic note: "For those who resolve to be fun." The irony was not lost on Bob, but he went anyway, figuring he could at least enjoy the company and have a salad. However, as soon as he arrived, Tim had arranged a burger-eating contest in Bob's honor. When the smell of sizzling beef hit him, Bob knew he was done for. Back home, Bob felt dejected. Then an idea struck him. He logged onto his social media and posted, "Dear friends, I'm not giving up. From now on, my new resolution is to embrace my hiccups and keep going." His followers loved it. Encouraged by their support, Bob decided to turn his failures into funny stories shared with his community. By the end of the year, Bob had indeed eaten healthier, exercised more, and saved some money. But more importantly, he'd developed a new resolution: to enjoy the journey and not just the destination. His social media updates had become a popular series, full of humorous anecdotes and life lessons. As the new year approached, Bob realized that falling short on resolutions isn't a failure, but a part of progress. With every hiccup, he found strength in retrying, perseverance in laughter, and motivation in the support of those around him. With a donut in one hand and a resolve as sturdy as ever, Bob toasted to another year of resolutions. He knew now that the key to achieving his goals was not just determination, but resilience and the ability to laugh at himself. "Here's to embracing the journey," he declared, "and becoming better, one hilarious hiccup at a time." And this has been A Bedtime Story. Good night.